This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for coordinated efforts by all stakeholders to prevent paper leaks in future examinations across the country. Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring strict action against those involved in recent NEET examination paper leaks and safeguarding the interests of the country's youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the National Democratic Alliance NDA Parliamentary Party meeting, also known as Mangal Milan, at Parliament House Complex today. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said all those involved in the paper leak case have been arrested, with 13 accused currently lodged in jail.
As soon as reports of paper leak emerged, the government took swift action. 13 individuals were arrested and sent to jail. To ensure that the future of students was not affected, the NEET re-examination was conducted on priority and the results were declared in a timely manner. Strict measures have also been put in place to prevent such incidents from recurring.
Mr. Rijiju said Prime Minister Modi also spoke about the free trade agreements that India has signed with several countries. Referring to the ongoing monsoon session of Parliament, the Prime Minister said the NDA will play a constructive and positive role in ensuring the passage of bills. Both houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. over the opposition uproar on various issues, including the NEET paper leak case. When the Lok Sabha reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the House took up motions for election to different committees of the Parliament amid opposition uproar. Presiding Officer Sandhya Ray urged the members to return to their seats and allow the House to function smoothly. Despite her appeal, the opposition members came to the well with placards and carried on sloganeering over NEET and student protests. It led to adjournment of the Lok Sabha till 2 p.m. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan appealed to opposition members to go to their seats and allow the House to function, but the opposition did not pay heed to his advice. Amid uproar, the Rajya Sabha was also adjourned till 2 p.m. India today summoned the Russian charge d'affaires Vladimir Lalanov following the attack on the commercial vessel MV Golden Leo on the 19th of this month, which resulted in the tragic loss of 4 Indian lives, conveying grave concern and unequivocal condemnation of the attack. The Ministry of External Affairs said such attacks undermine the safety, security and stability of international maritime commerce. The high-powered committee constituted by the Supreme Court has invited responses from the public on matters relating to the Aravali Hills and ranges. Earlier in May this year, the Supreme Court had constituted a high-powered committee to examine matters related to the Aravali Hills and ranges, besides ancillary issues. The committee will submit its comprehensive report to the Apex Court before the 31st of next month. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change informed that interested individuals can submit their responses, supported by documentary evidence or other verifiable material, through email at mshpcaravali@gmail.com within 3 weeks. In Sikkim, search and rescue operations are underway to safely evacuate people trapped inside the under-construction tunnel of the NHPC Teesta Stage 6 hydroelectric project at Samardung in Namchi district. Senior Superintendent of Police of Namchi district said 9 bodies have been recovered by the rescue team so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangole today. The Prime Minister expressed grief at the loss of lives. Mr. Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund that would be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran of massive retaliation, saying that Tehran would pay many times. His warning came after 3 American soldiers were killed recently, 2 in Jordan and 1 in Iraq. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.3% down in afternoon trade. Today, the Sensex shed 217 points to at 77,491, while Nifty dropped 60 points to 24,179 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.